Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program here live from the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, Rogers Campground, right next to the White Mountains. An incredible view for those of you that haven't had the chance to come up here. Oh, man, you are missing out. This has been an absolute blast this weekend. Mark is with me, as always, here on this live Saturday edition.
That's right.
And also Dale is here as well.
Hello.
Dale normally appears on our Friday show, but you came in, so we are always happy to have you on, Dale. You actually had something on the itinerary today. You've been working on your own movie, your film. You're becoming a filmmaker.
Right. I got in, and I think it was, I was inspired really by the Tartarum guys. I got to be involved in that project, and it was so much fun. And I compared that and some of the talents that we have in the Free State Project and thought, this is wasted talent if we don't do something.
So today you actually had a script, and there was a script reading, and we can talk more about some of the fun stuff that's been happening here at Porkfest. But Vincent is still on the line with us, I believe. Vincent in Tampa, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, now let's recap basically what you were saying earlier, because we were short on time. It was the end of the hour, and we've got a whole bunch of new people that have tuned in here for the second hour. So will you go ahead and recap your thoughts?
Basically, my thought is that throughout history, every evil tyrant that has put himself, whether by hook or crook or murder or whatever it took, was a maniacal.
That's pretty much how it goes.
And whether it was Stalin or Genghis Khan or the Caesars, they are not going to go peacefully. They are maniacal, psychotic-type, sociopathic personalities that no matter how peaceful you are, push is going to come to shove, whether it was the movie Braveheart or Rob Roy or whatever person is willing to throw themselves down as a martyr if the time wasn't right for enough people fast enough to make their move. They are going to encircle you and take you out either one by one or mow you down with whatever technology they have at their hands.
What are they waiting for? Here we are. We're all here at Porcupine Freedom Festival.
There's a thousand.
There's
a thousand movers.
I wish you luck.
Well, that's just it. Genghis Khan didn't take down people all by himself, right? He got into people's heads and got them to follow him and obey him, right? And that's how he had amassed these armies to control people. So there's a mind messing with thing going on that we need to counter, and that's what we're trying to do.
Not to mention, Genghis Khan didn't kill his neighbors and friends. He killed people far away, and you know, took the loot and the glory back to the homeland. If you're starting, what we're doing here is we are Americans who are saying, you know, government has that's enough. I've had it. I don't think it's so broken that we've had it, and we're checking out. So,
this is an international movement. I'd like to point out the Free State Project has participants in countries around the world who are all coming to New Hampshire.
What percentage are Americans?
A great majority.
Nine.
Begins with a nine.
Just making it clear.
There's a family that comes out from Ireland. I've seen it three of the last four Porkfests that I've been at.
There's a German family here today.
Scotland.
No doubt. That is a correct statement. However, it's largely American. So it's different rolling tanks into the streets of Manchester, New Hampshire, and boom, blowing up houses and sending in stormtroopers and gassing people and things like that. That's not going to play well in the news. America has
concentration camps.
The United States of America hasn't won a war since World War II, and basically the reason is cameras. It's the press, because Americans can't handle stinking bodies with their guts blown all over the place, and that's what they're going to get shown. That's what war is.
Well, and we've got a lot of cameras here.
These tyrants are just going to walk away after they've maniacally, whether they're Luciferian
no,
or whatever.
No, they're going to.
You think they're
no,
gonna
they're going
to
lose their power.
Be able to talk them out of this.
No, they're going to lose their power. They're manipulating a lot of people. The
of course.
Thing is, a lot of citizens are under the impression that the government is serving them, and that's a convenient thing to convince them of, when in fact they're being exploited. And a lot of it is just when they realize they're being exploited, and that it's not serving them, then I think that's the chance to start turning it around, because we are all making it happen. We are all part of the machine that's keeping government going.
Vincent, let me answer that question here. Are they going to walk away? No, of course not. The people who are in the positions of power like it there. They like the money that they get. They like the fact that they can essentially, you know, pamper themselves with other people's hard-earned money, and they aren't just going to let that go, and they're not going to be, most of them are not going to be convinced into joining the voluntary society. However, we don't have to convince them, because we can just stop going along with their demands. As soon as you stop obeying what they say, they lose their power. As soon as you lose your fear of being locked in a jail cell, they don't have that that level of mental grip over you anymore. You've freed your mind.
I agree with you. They've already locked up over a million people in this country just on small crimes, nonviolent.
Sure. And they continue to.
Or 4 million other on community.
Right, and they continue to. And 98% of those people that have been locked up, the 1.5 million people that are arrested every year just in the war on drugs alone, 98% of those people took a plea bargain. And so this is the point I want to make. That is that if you don't go along with their plan and what they want from you, it throws a wrench. You used that term earlier, Dale. It throws a wrench into their system, and it makes it very difficult for them to obtain what they're looking for. They want to obtain compliance. They want to obtain obedience. And they want to obtain as much of your cash as they possibly can. If you don't obey and you don't comply and you don't pay, then what do they have?
Well, this is what they have. They have masers, microwave weapons, sound cannons. They have high technology.
So I guess you should just
don't.
And, yeah. So you're scared.
To neutralize that, we're not going to have a prayer in Haiti.
What's your plan, dude? Go ahead. Let's hear your grand plan for violent overthrow of the government, which, of course, I have no interest in, whatever it is. But what is your plan?
I'm part Irish. I don't have I have a two-pronged plan like the IRA. You have Sinn Féin, the political wing, that you're going to talk like they're going to talk, and you're going to have the military wing just like they're going to kill you. But you better have plan B, my friend, because sooner or later, push is
coming. So wait, you have no plan? I'm sorry, I'm confused. Are you saying
good intentions are going to leave you and all your pals there blood in the street? That's what.
Oh, I'm so scared.
No, I'm sorry.
He's
saying
we're
living in a delusional world if you think that the United States federal government is going to come in here and shoot a bunch of people who are not being violent. That's just not going to happen.
You said we better have a plan B, and you were just asked for your plan, and you said you don't have it.
What about that?
You said you don't have a plan, and you said we better have a plan.
Kent State caused a revolution, my friend. It changed the way America thought. Half a dozen college students took a bullet, but it changed America. It radicalized a generation.
And I agree, but that's what it's going to take. I'm sorry, and I wish it wasn't. We are that violent pack animals, and
the people at Kent State were violent.
If I take a bullet in order to make America free, I'll take the bullet.
What I'm hearing from you, Vincent, is a lot of fear. I'm hearing a lot of fear about how, we can't just disobey. Vincent. What I'm hearing from you is
the same tyrannical psychopath in Florida that I want to get the heck out from under. I've lived it for years. People have no idea how bad Florida is with Jeb Bush. It was Hitler Jr.
So what are you willing to do about it, Vincent? What are you willing to do about it?
I'm getting the hell out of here.
Where are you going?
Well, I might just come up there where y'all are. At least y'all
talk. Great. Please don't bring any violent ideas up with you, because you will not find people agreeing. Vincent, you will not find people agreeing with violence as a solution up here, so I hope that you can get over that.
I'm just saying they aren't going to let you have the option, is my point, my friend. I don't
know. No, they already are. No, you don't understand. You don't know what's going on here. We're already winning. We're refusing to obey. We're not paying their fines, and there's nothing that they can do about it. We had 12 people arrested at the jail. No, we don't need you to wish us luck. It's already happening, dude. We've got people downtown Keene, New Hampshire, every single day at 4:20 in the afternoon smoking cannabis in town square, and the cops do absolutely nothing about it. Yes, they did crack down initially. Yes, they did arrest people initially, but now they know that nothing, they can't do it, because when they arrest people, 50 more people show up at their police station and smoke pot inside the police station. So, non-cooperation, civil disobedience, peace. I thank you, Vincent, and I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck getting out of Florida.
I felt exactly like Vincent did when I lived in Florida. And there's more tyrannical states than Florida. Florida is by no means the empire state, as it were. There are far worse states out there. But I felt exactly the same way. Once you get up here and you see hope, you see the change that's occurring, those ideas, they fritter away.
But they might roll in tanks.
They might.
And if they roll in tanks, boy, did I have a fun time until that point. Man, is this the most fun I've ever had in my whole life. FreeStateProject.org. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it fun for you paying taxes and obeying every little regulation?
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hi, this is Peter Krochnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, the time is now. Gold is at an all-time high and continues to move up. I can help. Call me today, Peter Krochnabel, at 800-686-2237 at extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237 extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krochnabel, 800-686-2237 extension 108.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and the proprietor of SACL CAI here in our studio audience tonight. He's brought out free alcohol for y'all in the audience, by the way, just so you know, courtesy of SACL CAI and Think Twice News. So we're going to continue here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's an incredible event that started Thursday officially, but actually began many days before that. Some people showing up as early as Sunday and Monday and just kind of ramping up as the week went on. More people showing up day after day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, just getting more popular. The campground reporting over 1,000 people here this weekend, which is absolutely fantastic. It's a record-setting event from all aspects. More vendors than ever. People selling food that is just has been delicious. So delicious that people have essentially sold these folks out. If you go out now looking for a gyro or looking for something from Savannah Last Biscuit, you are SOL because they were ravaged by the crowds here this weekend.
That's accurate.
By the way, tonight it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And joining us on the third mic, our occasional co-host, Puke.
Hey, how's it going out there in Radio Land?
Hey, glad to have you back on the show, Puke. We're just going to continue taking phone calls here because that's what we do. It is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition. But first, I want to tell you about HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.com. Host you. If you use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com, you'll get your first month completely free. That's coupon code FTL at HostGator.com.
All right, let's continue with the phone calls here and talk to John listening to KMED in Oregon. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I live in Oregon.
Yes,
I live in Oregon, and this state has so-called medical marijuana laws that help people that have that need.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to separate something out, though. There seems to be a disconnect. I agree with you and probably most of your listeners that a person should be free to put whatever they want in their body. It's their body. The place I like to make a separation is smoking it, because smoke affects other people, not just the person that's smoking it. And
like CO2 from a car exhaust?
Well, no, we're talking about nicotine and we're talking about THC. Those two drugs, when they are smoked, are affecting other people. No other group of people has the power to impose their will on others except smokers.
Or
I don't
sick
care.
People?
Pardon me?
Right. There's a lot of examples that one can use, like, hey, I drive a car, I get a benefit from that, but you have to breathe in the exhaust, and you probably do the same thing to other people. At the same time, there's, if somebody has a cold and they pass it on. So people do, they do harm others just with their sort of very existence and their day-to-day activities.
Well, also, I mean, as far as cars are concerned, I can stay off the roads. Although I can't, I guess I'm going to inevitably, if there's a lot of cars and a lot of pollution, that might affect me. But as far as smoking is concerned, I've never once been in a room with somebody who stood in the way of the door to prevent me from leaving as they lit up a cigarette. I mean, if I was anti-smoke, and I don't care if somebody's smoking a cigarette in the room, it's not a big deal. I don't find it the most pleasant scent, but it's not going to send me running and screaming. However, I've never had a cigarette smoker refuse to, deny me exit from the area in which they were smoking. I mean, how can you say that you're forced to smell their smoke?
You are, because they smoke everywhere and you can't get away from it. And if you had cardiomyopathy like I do...
What are you talking about? Wait a minute.
If I'm walking down the street and someone's smoking and I breathe it, my heart goes arrhythmic. I'm not interested in that kind of freedom for someone else.
Wait a second. We currently have, the freedom to eat peanuts in this country. And it's probably going to go away.
You can't force me to eat your peanuts.
No, but I'm telling you that there are people that will die if you eat peanuts within a certain distance from them, because the little peanut bits fly through the air somehow. I mean, if you go into the restaurant. So there's I understand it's bad for you, but maybe you're so far to the end of sort of the anomaly spectrum in this area that you need to take steps to protect yourself. In the same way that if I had some kind of allergy to peanuts, I had better watch out for people eating peanuts.
You know, this is a specious argument you people make. I don't understand this at all.
Make it specious. Tell me why it's specious.
It's specious because we're talking about a drug, nicotine, and a drug, THC. What if people smoked Viagra?
Bad.
What if people smoked Viagra or contraceptives?
It's actually really good.
How do you feel about that?
What is the relative difference between a food that might kill you and a drug that might kill you? Tell me what the difference is there. I'm talking about an activity, eating food or smoking cigarettes. And those two, and that does, you know, I mean, they equate. It's a fine analogy.
No, it isn't, because I can sit at a table with somebody getting drunk, and I won't get drunk. But if
okay.
they're smoking, I'm going to breathe their smoke. I don't see why
Indeed.
You can't understand that.
I understand exactly what you're saying, and I'm telling you that if you have a severe allergy to peanuts and you sit at a table with someone eating peanuts, you will die. So therefore, it is analogous. Do you think that people shouldn't be allowed to eat peanuts?
Oh, brother.
What about perfumes? Aren't people allergic to perfumes? That's
did you say
yes,
oh,
they
bro-
are, and all I'm saying is that in public places, smoking should not be allowed, whatever the smoke is.
How about this? How about this? Instead of you trying to control everybody's property, how about in your public places that you own, you disallow smoke, and other people who want to disallow smoke in their places, and when I say public, I mean privately owned public places, places that
well,
are open
you know,
to the public.
The day will come when enough people get cardiomyopathy from all this smoke that they will be in the same boat I'm in. I worked as an entertainer breathing secondhand smoke in clubs, and I never smoked,
mm-hmm.
and it damaged my heart.
Now, you made that choice,
that
dude. Did
now,
you spend
yes,
the money you made?
Right.
Did you spend the money
I
you made entertaining
that
people?
Choice, and
yes.
I don't do it anymore. I got out of it.
Okay, well, congratulations, and I'm sorry that you came down with that particular malady, but your discomfort does not justify aggressing wholesale against the rest of the population.
Yeah, and let's not forget how every single one of us is going to get out of this thing called life.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Andrew, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andrew.
Why didn't that guy just leave if he doesn't like people smoking around him?
Well, the claim he was making was that if he was walking down the street and he happened to come close to someone who was smoking,
yeah, I don't like it either.
That would be problematic. And if he's got a serious medical condition, I understand where he's coming from. In which case, really, the best solution for him would be to stay inside and or not go to places where he knows there's a chance that he could encounter someone who is, you know, smoking or maybe has peanuts if he has one of those peanut allergies. I mean, if you've got the peanut allergy, you have to be really cautious about the restaurants you go to and that kind of thing, because you know you could have a real problem.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, it just seems kind of silly that a guy would impose all these problems on other people just because he can't stand to be around someone smoking a cigarette. But anyway, I called because the Shire Society thing is very exciting to me. I really wish I was there to sign it, because I'm like you guys. Well, a while ago, I've only heard really violent solutions to what's going on right now. And that's not me, and it just seems like something I can really get behind. I think it's really exciting.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you're excited by it. You might want to go to freestateproject.org to look into the Free State Project, to get together physically in the same geographic area with a lot of the very same people that put their names on the Shire Society Declaration, people declaring their independence from the coercive governmental society and joining the peaceful voluntary society to evolve, continue to evolve mankind. Thanks for the call, Andrew. More coming up, your calls as well.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29. Plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan, and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fast fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature, the main feature of the site actually allows you to influence some of the stuff you'll hear discussed on these very airwaves by going and submitting different news items that you might like, or perhaps videos, or maybe blog posts, whatever it is you see online that you think is interesting, perhaps, to our listeners. You submit it to our website, which is free, of course. Everything you find on our site is free. You submit it to the site. Other listeners then see that in the submission queue, and they vote on it, whether they like or they dislike, and then the most liked items will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them, and therefore more likely to talk about them. In fact, I've got a story here, since we've been talking about individual sovereignty and declaring independence from the coercive state here tonight. There's apparently a poll about secession from Rasmussen. So we'll get into some of those details here. But we are live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. As always, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. And we'll also be occasionally talking to people in here on our third microphone in the studio, physically here in Lancaster's Rogers Campground, which is just an incredibly beautiful place to be, surrounded by some amazing people. We'll continue that in moments.
That's right. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right. We have with us here a special guest here in the studio, another host of another radio program, or internet-based radio program. Rich Angel is with us here tonight. And the last time we had you on the show, Rich, I don't think you were doing NH Liberty Radio at that time.
Well, actually, I've never been on the show in person.
Are you sure about that? I'm pretty sure we would have had you sit in on this program at either the Liberty Forum or Pork Fest in the past. I would be shocked if we had not.
Well, it's not like I was drinking or anything. I think I would remember it if I had been.
Well, here
I know
you are.
I've called in numerous times.
Indeed.
For sure.
Indeed. Here you are now, and you're one of the fully informed jury association activists up here. Can you explain for our listeners that are always tuning in brand new, fresh here to every night of the show, what's fully informed jury information? What is jury nullification?
Well, the idea of jury nullification is that we, the people, reserve the right to nullify a bad law. That is to say, vote not guilty for any reason, including our conscience. So if somebody's being tried for a victimless crime or malum prohibitum, as opposed to malin se, that is to say, a crime only because it is said to be a crime by the powers that be, not because there's somebody actually being harmed or defrauded or anything of that nature, then we the people reserve the right to vote not guilty. So, for example, if somebody's caught with a weed that Big Brother doesn't approve, you reserve the right as a juror to vote not guilty. That's just one example. Other examples might be extenuating circumstances. There are certain laws like legal ages, but does a legal age apply equally to all people? Let's face it, not all people are equally mature.
At the same age.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, just for example.
Historically, this has been used, jury nullification has been used to make some pretty big changes to the society.
Pretty much prohibition was done away with.
Yeah. And it helped with ending slavery as well when juries would refuse to convict, even when the evidence showed that they were so-called guilty of whatever that law was.
Well, what you're referring to, of course, is the Underground Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crime to harbor fugitive slaves, but...
Law's law, Richard. Law's law.
It's a national law.
We ain't got no man enforcing them. It's a nation of laws. Laws are running around enforcing themselves.
Well, actually, it's supposed to be a nation of law, and there's a difference.
What is the difference?
Well, law would be what we were talking about before. The concept that there are certain unalienable rights that we have, and there are certain things that you just don't do to other people because it harms them or defrauds them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would call the rule of law, but what we have now are all these laws or statutes and
ordinances,
and
acts.
All that stuff. All that is corporate mumbo jumbo, and it's designed to control and enslave us, not to protect us.
Well, it's the rules, the statutes, their definition of a statute or an act or whatever, these are typically the rules of society. And a society is supposed to be an organization that was formed on a voluntary basis by people who consented to come in to join together in a common purpose. And of course, we all know that the government society that most people live in is in no way voluntary, even though in their founding documents it talks a good game about, well, consent of the governed. Well, we know that that's nonsense. I've tried to bring it up in court before, and they don't want to talk about it because clearly it's not by consent. It's by threat of violence. It's by gunpoint. It's the gun in the room that is constantly threatening us to go along with the plan to not rock the boat. And the boat has begun to rock here in New Hampshire with people refusing to obey. And I think the Fully Informed Jury Association and jury nullification outreach is an important part of that, even though it's fundamentally inside the system in that, we're encouraging people who are on juries to exercise a right that they long have had, and it has long been acknowledged by the system, and it won't be thrown out. I mean, if a jury is nullified today, it's still as legitimate as it happening 150 years ago. It's just that the judge, the man in the robe, will not tell you about it. The prosecuting attorney will not tell you about it, and they'll be very upset if somebody tries to bring it up. But this is a really powerful way to work inside the system and make it so that the people that are accused of these non-crimes, you mentioned malum prohibitum, the Latin phrase for essentially a crime of prohibition, the more these things get nullified, if people actually start to use that power, then they'll eventually decide to give up. I mean, if everybody's nullifying the drug laws and nobody's getting convicted of them, then they're not going to arrest people for it anymore. It's not going to go anywhere.
Right. Now, speaking of judges, a few months ago, I was at a hearing at Concord, the state capitol, and it was about jury nullification bill that would require judges to instruct the jurors of their right to judge the law as well as the facts and controversy. And the only people speaking out against this bill, by the way, were judges and prosecuting attorneys.
Of course.
Basically, police officers.
The good old boys.
Yeah, people who make a living out of so-called crimes and make a living out of controlling and enslaving people. But the one judge there, it was very interesting. He admitted right there in the room that what we were saying was true. He said, well, yeah, it is true that jurors technically have the right to judge their conscience,
but
they really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Is basically
right.
What he said.
They're just, I'm sorry, you people are too stupid to rule yourselves, and we, the experts, should be ruling you.
Yeah.
This sort of Platonian, from Plato. Platonic, is that the term? Platonica.
I think so.
a thought process where we are ruled by an elite, where the smart guys that are best at ruling, they're the ones that get to tell the rest of us how we have to live.
By the way, Rich, during the break, you came in here and you hadn't seen what was going on with the Shire Society. The Shire Society declaration here with signatures all over it now. You had the chance to read it, and I saw you putting your name there, so I guess that means that you've joined the Shire Society. Congratulations.
I guess so. Yeah.
And others will soon be able to do this. ShireSociety.com is where you can go. It's just a forum right now. It's going to be made into a better website down the line. But we wanted to get this rolling here at Porkfest and have people put their names down and create a new society, a voluntary society, one in which is dedicated to moving toward the directions of, evolution and peace. And peace as our means to the end of peace, instead of the idea of violence as a means to the end of peace, which is impossible.
Right. Now, the first step to becoming free is to start acting free.
Yes.
And acting independent. That's why all the alternative currencies and markets and so on that are going on around here are so important. And, this was driven home to me. There's a story about these Russian men who were escaping the Soviet Union by marrying Finnish women. And that was their ticket out of Russia. But what they found was that their relative freedom was more than they could handle, many of them. They couldn't handle making their own decisions about what to do for a living and how to manage their affairs, etc. And many of them got homesick and actually went home. And
Wow. What
that demonstrates to me is that even if you were to eliminate tyranny with a stroke of the pen or magic pill or whatever, we would get it back in a heartbeat by the people, by the demand of the people, unless we become independent.
Yes, because they still, in their hearts, want to be controlled. Hey, Rich Angel, thanks for coming on. Your website is nhlibertyradio.com?
Exactly.
Great. People can go there, get great updates on a weekly basis about what's happening here in New Hampshire. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2010. You can go to porkfest2010.com. That's pork with a C, by the way, as in porcupine. It's the mascot. It's, in case you didn't know, we haven't really explained this. Why porcupines? Mark, can you explain that?
Well, porcupines are cute, cuddly, nice little creatures until you mess with them, in which case they'll stick a bunch of quills in your butt.
Right. So it's the mascot of the Free State Project, and the porks are here. Many of them have joined us in the studio tonight. Thank you all for coming in and experiencing Free Talk Live here in person. Of course, we'll continue to take your phone calls. It is the live Saturday edition. That has not changed about this program. It's just that we're not in our normal studio. By the way, in our normal studio, we have a webcam. So when we're actually there, you can watch us and listen to us and chat at the same time. In fact, a number of the people that are regularly found in our chat room actually here physically in person, which is pretty cool. So it's like having a live version of the Free Talk Live chat room. And it's all free, by the way. You can go watch, listen, and chat all at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
You know, our lives are fast-paced, and sometimes it's not very easy to get to the gym, and I don't know what it's like for you to try to diet, but I'm not very good at telling myself no. However, I did find a product. It's called Lumafin Plus, and you can find out more about it at lumafinplus.com. It's got all kinds of sciencey stuff for, people who care about that kind of thing. But what I care about is it works for me, and I've been taking Lumafin Plus for a couple of months now. I'm losing weight progressively. It's working for me, and I haven't had to change my lifestyle in any way. I don't deprive myself of anything. It's LumafinPlus.com. Plus, it doesn't give you the jitters.
We are here at Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 with over 1,000 people, all of whom love liberty. They love it so much that many of them have signed up as part of the Free State Project. Some have already made the move, like Mark and myself. We've been here for a few years now. Others are preparing to move. Some, this was their first weekend here in New Hampshire. They've made the move as of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Others have come here and just kind of check things out. They've heard things about New Hampshire. They've heard us talking about it on the radio, and they wanted to know, is it for real? Is one of those guys, are what they're saying on the air, is it really true? Is it really true that people who love freedom are actually getting together and doing something about it? It is really true. And it is really happening. And there's nothing they can do about it. You know, I understand the fear that people have. And it was like, we talked to this guy earlier this hour who was,
what if they blow you up? What if they do this and that? What if they round you up into a concentration camp and et cetera and all the fear-mongering? And I don't blame people for feeling that way. The government, they're scary people, and they do hurt people, and they do lock people in cages, and they do exterminate people around the world, and it's awful. And I think really what needs to be said to that point, to the point of, well, aren't you scared? Aren't you scared? I think the point is that if you believe that the U.S. federal government is so gigantic and intimidating and violent and scary that you believe that standing up against them and standing in favor of freedom is going to result in them dropping a firebomb on your neighborhood or something like that, then that really says something, doesn't it?
It says that we need something like the Free State Project very, very badly.
Right, but then they're recoiling at it. Some people recoil at the idea, and they say, oh, my God, I don't want to get hurt. Well, wait, aren't they already hurting you? Aren't they already extracting a significant portion of your wealth from you every single year and using it to kill people and maim them around the world? And don't you see them as getting bigger and bigger every year? I mean, that's what they do. They certainly haven't rolled back the government.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you elect. They all focus on expanding government in the areas they think it should be expanded. What I see around this country is a police state being built, and they use various different excuses for it, terrorists, drug dealers, so-called illegal immigrants. There's always some boogeyman out there, the communists. You know, we need borders and police and IDs, national IDs and checkpoints and this and that. I don't know about you, but that's what's scary to me, and that's what's happening. And I'm not scared of what might happen if a bunch of liberty-minded people get together in the same place. All right. I see from that is really a bunch of positive things occurring.
Right. I'm outraged by what's occurring now, not what could occur in the future at this point.
Absolutely. And why live your life in fear, based out of fear of what might occur? Why cower where you are and just go along to get along in the hopes that they'll leave you and your family alone, in the hopes that they won't criminalize some activity that you and your family do on a regular basis? That's essentially what people are doing. They're taking a crapshoot. They're saying, well, you know, you guys are right. It's kind of scary out there. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying about the police state. Yeah, taxes are too high, but I can't stick my head above the waves. They might hurt me. Well, they might hurt you anyway. Look at the millions of people around this country who are aggressed against on a regular basis by the government, whether it's the war on drugs or your local zoning ordinances or whatever.
Getting audited by the IRS, I mean, how many hours and how much stress do they suck away from you? Even if you've done nothing at all wrong, they just, you know, randomly pick you for an audit, and you've got to come up with all your papers and, you know, prove to the government that you haven't committed a crime in America, where you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
So I've got something to kind of ties into this whole discussion from RasmussenReports.com. It's featured on the front page of our website right now at freetalklive.com. And it's an interesting little poll. 12%, this is the title, 12% see secession attempt as very likely in the next 25 years or so. As far as most Americans are concerned, says Rasmussen, the United States isn't going away anytime soon. Which, of course, when they say the United States, they mean the concept of the United States, because the United States doesn't actually exist, as we were talking with Mark Stevens earlier from markstevens.net. The idea of a country is just an idea. There is a plot of land, and there are people within it, but it's kind of silly to believe, and I think you put it this way, Mark, in the past, that we here in New Hampshire have more in common with the people in Southern California than we do the people in Montreal.
Well, no, more people, we geographically have more in common with the people in Montreal.
No, but I mean more in common in as far as our, you know, that there's some difference between us and the people in Montreal, but we're more like the people in California, and I think it's ludicrous. I mean,
What I think is ludicrous is that people that believe that the United States federal government should be large and more controlling and homogenous as opposed to smaller state governments that are really in fact supposed to the ones that are supposed to have the power. You'd ask the same ones, well, if a bigger government's a better idea, well, why not let's have a global government, and then everybody in India and China can tell the rest of us how to live, right? I mean, democracy's great. Let's let all those people that live there tell us everybody how to live.
Democracy sucks. It is not great, and it is two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. I mean, democracy...
Dinner's you.
Yeah. Democracy is mob rule, and that's how it always will be. And maybe it's better than a monarchy, but I'm not even convinced of that. The best the best organization of human beings that I think has been come up with is the free marketplace, where you don't have a group of humans aggressing against others on a regular basis as a violent monopoly. That's the most humane way to interact on a voluntary, consensual basis with your fellow man. Anyway, let's talk about secession here and what Americans by a phone survey, national telephone survey, think. 28% of adults actually believe it's at least somewhat likely that some states will try to leave the United States and form an independent country over the next 25 years or so.
It looks to me like the United States has spent itself into insolvency. At this point, they're broke. What's the point in a government that's broke?
What's the point in, yeah, absolutely. What's the point in sticking with it? It's just some nationalistic fervor about our republic.
Yeah, well, I have to admit, I like the big bald bird, and I like the colors and much of the music that goes with it. I do feel
sure,
that
just
way.
All the killing and stealing.
Right, that's the stuff that bothers me the most. Yeah. Is what they do in my name when I fly that flag and I sing those songs that I do like. I'm not going to say I don't, but what is done in the name of those things, and I'm not going to condone that.
12% say it's very likely, 22% say it's not at all likely, but 28% saying it's at least somewhat likely that there will be an attempt at secession in the next 25 years. 64% say secession attempt is unlikely, but I think it's pretty, I think it's encouraging that nearly 1 in 3, certainly 1 in 4 Americans, when asked about this, said, yeah, I think that's likely to happen. I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's surprising to me.
23% of all Americans think it's at least somewhat likely that the United States will split up into regional groups of states over the next quarter century or so. I don't see that being likely here in New Hampshire. I can't imagine the New Hampshireites wanting to team up with Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'm not hooking up with the Vermazis over there. No.
And then only 9% say it's very likely. Despite all the Tea Party unhappiness in the country and the increasing partisanship in the midterm election year, only 10% of adults say it would be good for the United States to split up into regional groups of states. 70% say that would be bad for the country. Well, of course it would be bad for the country, but it would be great for us. It would be great for anybody. Anybody that gets away from the United States is going to be good for them, because immediately they have a tremendous level of a dramatic wealth increase. I mean, right now people are losing a huge percentage of their income to the federal government, and they'd be able to keep all of that money if their state governments were to leave the organization. And that would go a long way to creating new businesses and creating new jobs and opportunities and, fixing your house and car and that sort of thing. There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your feelings about the idea of secession. And, of course, we already had personal secession happen here tonight with the formation of the brand-new Shire Society. Mike Barsky, one of the activists, is preparing to sign as we speak. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.